state investigators in Delaware say that a Delaware child care center this year was injuring babies. They were slapped, knocked over, and two other kids were left alone outside for several minutes. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on the violations and the center's deception of parents.
Video footage at the Bellevue Learning Center north of Wilmington revealed the serious endangerment of boys and girls under age one. The infants were subjected to improper discipline and inappropriate care. Some babies were put down for a nap on their stomachs with a blanket in the crib. That's a suffocation risk. One former worker has since been charged with felony child abuse. Jen Sheldon is one of three parents now suing Bellevue. Her son was in the infant care room.
I expected that he was being nurtured and held and fed and taken care of while I was away from him. I mean, that's kind of the least that you would expect when it comes to a baby. Going forward, I think the goal is just make sure that this gets enough attention so that it doesn't happen again.
Sheldon and other families were further infuriated when they received a letter from Bellevue saying babies were not endangered. They filed a complaint with the state, which ruled that the center had indeed, quote, endangered the health, safety, and well-being of infants. Megan Fitzpatrick is also suing the center. Her baby girl came home with bruises on her belly and inner thighs on her first day at Bellevue.
We kind of just like reasoned it away. I thought like, oh, well, it's right around where the car seat buckles. Like maybe that's it. To this day, I regret not calling anybody about it.
Now she's urging other parents to check out their current center or ones they are considering at the state's licensing website. The state ordered Bellevue to close its infant room and has put the center on probation until May. Bellevue's interim director told WHYY News that problems have been resolved, but then hung up. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.